Dublab. Hello, this is Transduction Signal on Dublab Radio, and I'm your host, Travarsi, along with Orally Gal. Join us each month on Dublab Radio for our show, Transduction Signal. We'll be joined by a featured guest, artist who will share their live performance, followed by a short breakdown of their setup. We'll talk about their musical journeys, what's happening in their lives, all that good stuff that we've been doing. Orally, what's happening this particular month, though?
Super exciting. Memory lane. We're looking at every artist that we've had on the show from the beginning of the year. We're going to look into their performances just to refresh everybody's memories because we cannot get enough. And then we'll chat about it. You know, that's what's happening.
I think it's great. What a way to close out the year because, you know, this is our first year for the show. And looking back at all the artists, like, true talent, like every single month. And it's just an honor to have all of them on the show. So, yeah, I mean, let's get into it. All right. So without further ado, our very first guest who kicked off the show with me, I thought was the perfect candidate, perfect artist for it. And that is one of my hometown, our hometown heroes, right?
Yes.
David Castellani. He lives in Los Angeles. Brilliant live artist. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was there. I can't say enough things. Hopefully we'll have him on the show again soon and we can get into it.
All right, so let's play a little snippet of his live set he did for us. To have to be cut it like that, but it's just like we want to let it him keep playing, but we can't. Like, we just want to share a little bit of snippets just to remind everybody what what they miss, but what they can definitely go back and listen to, right?
Yeah, it's a terrible thing to do, but yes.
All right, who do we have next up on our
wait
list?
can we stop for a second and talk about that studio? Just, you know, you can't just cut the show like that and then not talk about it. Come on.
No, I know. I mean, he has an amazing setup. Just what do you want to talk about?
Well, the vast of it, like, I can't get over it. I mean, it's insane. It's a crazy studio. Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you even, and what, I mean, I've seen his live setup. It's also pretty crazy, but.
I mean, so basically just to let everybody, like, he uses two 12U modular cases. He works completely in Eurorack. And I believe in this particular setup, he is also using his sequencer. He is the founder and creator of one of the creators of the Precision Disruptor. That's his company, Anti-Culture. So he's using his sequencer in this setup. In fact, he always has his sequencer as one of the few sequencers he has in his setup. And if I remember correctly, I believe one of the main sounds that we heard in his performance was the Erica Synth bass line. A very fun, nice, like thick 303 sounding module, gives you that nice squelch. But yeah,
it's like picture perfect. If I was the photographer to go into a studio and like blow it up, that would be it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, he has an amazing space. But yeah, no, he's awesome.
Well, right. I can't wait to actually have a conversation with him when we bring him back.
Yeah, no, we definitely need to bring it back. All right, so moving right along, just for the sake of time, I know we want to play more, but hey, this is the idea, like give people a little taste and then, you know, they can actually go back and hear the full episode and listen to their full setups on all platforms. Yeah, Dub Lab. And if they want to watch the video, it's on my YouTube channel.
It's on Spotify. It's on 6 AM. It's on Apple Music. It's anywhere that you need to listen to it.
Right. All right. So, next up, ALX 106. That is like, he's like another talent. He's out of Denver. He's actually my duo, like music partner. So I mean, a huge shout out to that.
Yeah, Alex is fun.
Yeah, no, he's. Oh, although Alex and I play techno together, he is known for his house music. He's a fantastic house producer, live and in production.
So by the way, I just introduced interviewed them both at AD, and that interview is coming out soon. So fans of you both,
you'll have to look out
for that one.
All right, so I have his video here.
Thank you.
Again, it's so hard. Like, I want to just let it play. Like, just especially now that he was getting right into it.
So cute.
Yeah, no, like, he definitely has, like, that smooth house grooves. He does some really cool, like, lo-fi house stuff. Like, he's a brilliant producer as well. And it's always a pleasure to play live with him. And it's funny that I just make him play, like, really hard techno.
I think you're going to have to play a back-to-back with him that's not.
We actually played a house set for Gold Diggers, a live house set there. It was a lot of fun. But,
well, who do we have? I'm not even going to get into gear here because I know we have to move along.
Like, well, I'll tell you really quick, just for the sake of who's listening out there. He's got a 12U Euro rack set up. He's using some pedals and a microphone. So a lot of that, like, that ambient vocal happening, it was live into a mic. And he's also using the ARP 2600M. That's patched into his modular setup as well. So yeah, he's got a great setup going, and he's also controlling some of that using the Launchpad Pro, I believe. Yeah. So yeah. Awesome. All right. So here we are. Okay. So where are we at now? We're moving into 92 Jelani.
Yes.
Another LA fave, seriously.
We started strong.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to get into, like, when you kind of started jumping in. So just, this was like the infancy of the show. So these were artists that I had played shows with or just know and just really admire. And yeah, no, Jelani, he's awesome. Like, and he's known for using a complete, like, verbose electronics, like a verbose modular setup, Mark Verbose. So, yeah, let's bring in Jelani.
Get into it.
Yeah. Just gonna let that play for a moment, and I just want to say, like, I want to jump into the middle of his set only because, just to let everybody know, Jelani is literally patching from scratch from this. So he basically started out with drums, and I believe he was using the Poly and Play. If I'm wrong, I'll ask him to correct in the description or in the chat later on, but he's literally patching his modular setup from scratch. So I kind of want to just fast forward just a few moments and let everyone get at least a 30-second taste of what happens as he gets into the patch. All right.
Thank you.
All right. So I think that, you know, people wanted to get it. I just wanted them to get a little bit of taste because the whole given context, you know, now he's his modular patching is it's starting to fill up. He's actually getting into the patch and throughout the whole performance it just keeps building and building. So I really encourage anyone listening to this to go back and listen to the show where you can actually hear his full setup. His whole set, because it sounds great.
Is that how he plays live as well?
Majority of the time, yes. Like I played three shows with him, and I think one of them he came, it was patched. Yeah. Pretty crazy. That takes a lot of, I mean, it's one thing to come to the show and completely improv, which is, you know, that's how Alex and I play, like, or a lot of people play like that, like just kind of show up with their gear of choice and just kind of dial things in. But he's literally patching from scratch. All right. So next up is Serco. Are you familiar with Serco?
I am familiar. Yes. Yeah, that was pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
You're like, yes, I know. No, I do. I actually did mention him before the show. I was like, oh, Serco, love him. Yeah. That's the extent of it.
Yeah, no, he is, for those who go way, way back, you know, he's a DJ. He was known as Eric Bingham. He's amazing techno producer. Through the pandemic, he got into playing live and got into more hardware, and he has this new moniker, which is his live artist moniker. And
you want to hear something hilarious? Yeah, yeah, I actually know Eric. Just one and
one together. You just did right now. That's so funny. Yeah, no. So you know, like, he's a awesome DJ, awesome producer. And now he's playing live. He has a YouTube channel. So for those of you out there, if you're learning any, he's heavy into Electron, and he's using some modular as well. And all around nice guy, super talented. He lives in Denver. Yeah. But yeah, he's been out here in LA, and I'm sure we'll see him back out here again. He's played some SoCal events. Let's bring up his video.
Mysterious. I like it.
Yeah, no, he's just starting to build in. Again, we're just giving everybody a little taste of the beginning of the set, right? So, but I'll just tell you, what is he using there? So he's got the Percons by Erica Sintz. Again, he's using the Oxy Instruments sequencer. That's a sequencer happening right there. He's got the Octatrack, a modular setup. And let's see, what else has he got going there? And I believe that's the Digitech. And, you know, as live artists, the setup's always evolving. I think he's still using the Electron stuff, but I believe he's switched up some things. So definitely go to his YouTube channel and check out what he's doing right now. But yeah, he's
Is he under Circo or under Eric for his live
under
stuff?
Circo.
On YouTube?
Yep. S-U-R-C-O. Circo. All right. Okay, so who is up next?
Honey Smack.
All right. Are you familiar, Orly, are you familiar with Honey Smack?
Yeah, I think I am not sure if physically, so I don't know if it's a he or a she. I'm assuming she's a she, but I don't want to assume. Maybe it's a they, them.
however, no, it's a he.
Okay, he made a track with Dial-8. That's how I know of him. Yeah, and he came to one of my shows, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So Honey Smack actually lives in Australia, and he's been a live artist since the 90s. He's been around a long time. Like, he is a true master of hardware improvisation, like 100%. Like 100% improv. Yeah, he just
sick.
Yeah, he's awesome. He just goes for it. He uses the 909s, 303s. I believe he owns at least four or five 303s. His studio is incredible. But, and he's super funny and a really nice guy too. So definitely check him out. Honey Smack, all one word. He actually has a doctorate in live electronic music. So definitely check out his YouTube channel and check out his website. And let me bring him in, or excuse me, let me bring in his setup, or his, gosh.
Traversi, get it together. All right.
Thank you.
sick.
Yeah. And it keeps building and going. Yeah, no, his studio is incredible. He's basically just surrounded like in a oval with his gear. He's using the Model 1 right there, Octatrack, original 909, some 303s, a 12U of modular, another rack of modular, a machine drum. Yeah, he's just sampling into the Octatrack and using effects over it. Yeah, incredible setup. And another brilliant artist. Definitely check him out. He also has a YouTube channel. So you can, for those that are listening, you can go and check out Honey Smack and actually see him in action on all of his gear. Good stuff.
I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
He did not come to my show. I was thinking about
it. Someone else.
Somebody else.
Yeah. No worries.
Yes. Yeah, we're having a night.
Yeah, no, it's all good. So many good artists, you know, like it's just, that's the fun thing of us doing this show is just like, this is a great way to discover artists, to meet new people. And
yeah, by the way, I just wanted to say that for me, starting my journey as a live artist, I think it's been so eye-opening and so inspiring to go through all of this. So yeah.
So how do you feel about like all this, all the gear while I'm pulling up our next guest? Like,
well, I'm really excited. I mean, I have a little bit of gear. I have a TR-505. I have a machine. I have obviously my basses, my guitars, keyboards, and a little Korg. But I'm going to acquire a couple of other pieces just slowly but surely. It's a little overwhelming. It's funny. I recorded my last three EPs all live. So I just tweak knobs and plug things in and out, but you know, there's so much more and to understand and wrap your head around everything. But for me personally, coming in from playing tactile instruments into
like guitars, basses, right? You're traditionally like
correct.
A bass
I'm
player
a
first.
Traditional musician, so it's a lot. But nice. It's awesome. And I don't know, you know, I'm trying to pick and choose where I want to go and where to explore, but this is super helpful. So yeah,
nice.
Hopefully it inspires somebody else out
good.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I hope it does. I'm glad this is helpful. And you're definitely, you know, as we move into the new year, 2024, you'll see everybody has so many different setups, a lot of overlapping gear, but everybody is always doing something different, even within the same piece of gear. It's just, it's always so fascinating. But
yeah, what piece of gear was next to the modular one?
The Model 1 was the...
Model 1, sorry.
The Octatrack.
Oh, that was an Octatrack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So next up, we have Date Night. Another amazing artist. She lives in Los Angeles. She's Los Angeles based, and she plays it's like a low, like house music, lo-fi house. It's hard. I don't want to say one specific genre, but the other cool thing is like she plays the flute, like classically trained, a flautist.
Flautist,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. And yeah, I saw her give a workshop and basically like did a live looping thing with the circuit rhythm, recording her flute and then just did some lo-fi beats over it, like house over it. But anyway, let's get into her video.
Thank you.
Yeah, just when she's starting to get into it again.
I know. Pretty simple setup. It's quite refreshing.
Yeah, like she's using the Electron Syntac there, circuit tracks, Novation circuit tracks, and the Roland TR-8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Yeah, but she's super talented. All right, so next up we have Bernard, also another artist. Super, he's actually very special to me. He is the founder of Black Techno Matters. He resides in Washington, D.C. Yeah, another, he's a great artist, performer, DJ. And yeah, like I've, as some of you may know, I'm in the Black Techno Matters Collective. And I could just keep going on and on, but let's get into it. Let's get into his performance. Let me bring him in. All right. Right there, just wanted to give a little taste, just enough to like,
such a hypnotic like he pulled me in from the first beat. It's like, yeah. so good.
Yeah, I had to kind of just jump ahead a little bit, just because I wanted to share a little bit more of what he was doing throughout his whole process. So basically he's using two TR-8s and
yeah, I can see those.
An MX-1. So, yeah, like he's brilliant on that. And then he'll use a mic. I believe he has like the vocal things sometimes. Otherwise, I think he's just patching it straight into the... Oh, no, he has a little the Roland vocal box there. But yeah, just complete improv. Just... He's awesome. That's all I can
say. Cool.
Yeah, it's just, I love that he just shows up with like two TR-8Ss, an MX-1, and a little vocal box, and he can rip it for like, he can keep playing. Like, we've played together. He could play for hours, honestly. Like, it's fun to watch him play. Like, yeah.
It's super cool. And the studio is like all the rage too. It has all the vibes. I kind of want to go there and play a little bit. I might have to steal a couple of sounds for the next show. Don't be surprised if I'm playing a couple of things from the recap on Friday.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Who do we have next?
I believe we have CK Sample.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes. CK is all the way. He comes from Dallas. He's a live modular techno artist, and he's been emerging, and he is just like delivering. Like every time I hear him, like his sets are just getting better and tighter and better. Like, yeah. Let me pull him up. All right.
A lot of reverse.
He's effects. Using like a... So he has like 12U, the Erica Synths Percons machine. Yeah. And he is using the Zone 96 mixer too. And the new effects box by Electron. So yeah, lots of good stuff going. He's heavily into like using like distortion and bit crushing, and yeah, it's very cool. Very cool. All right. So orally, now this is when you finally join me as a duo, which is like, it's an absolute pleasure to be doing this show with you.
Likewise.
So who do we have right now?
Corey Banks was our first show together.
Yes. Yeah.
AKA, true genius, Corey. Yes. Yeah.
AKA B-Boy Tech Report, founder of ModBat Modular, and it is the first Black-owned modular company. And yeah, no, he's amazing.
He's a pioneer of so many things.
Yeah.
He was super excited to get to know him. Definitely watch that show back. Thank you.
Yes, he's so good. I just had to kind of jump in a little bit just to give another little taste of the setup. But yeah, I know it's so hard to not just let them keep playing, but we're really pushing up against the hour. So again, that's Corey Banks, aka B-Boy Tech Report, owner, founder of ModBat Modular. He's using all of his modules with the MPC Live 2. All right, let's see.
We have Heather Stebbins.
Heather coming up. Stebbins.
She is a brilliant celloist, if that is a word. She's a professor. I believe she's up in Seattle, correct?
No, Washington, D.C.
Sorry.
Completely. I want to say George Mason, but I can confirm that in 1 second. But either way, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's absolutely brilliant. Here's Heather Stebbins. You know, it's so hard to cut ambient music. You know, it's just like you want to let it just naturally fade out.
But flow.
Yeah, she's so brilliant. So I did have a moment to look while we were listening, and she is the assistant professor of electronic and computer music at George Washington University.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, I wanted to look like she's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And yeah, no, she plays in Washington, D.C. as well. She performs there. So please definitely check out Heather Stebbins. We'll make sure all the links to all these artists, right, are in the description of the show, no matter where you find it. All right. So moving right along, we have two artists left. The next one up.
Sleepy Cat. A yes. Dear friend of our of mine personally, and of our family now.
Yes.
He's brilliant. I've seen him evolve from being a DJ to becoming this amazing live artist that he is today. Yeah.
so good. Love that dark minimal vibe.
I know. I love it. We co-produce a lot and he's on my label. Love a little. That studio I actually been in, so I can tell you what's in it.
Nice. So wait, what is he using there?
He has a Digitact, a Digitone 303. He has a Roland. I don't know if he was using the other synth in there.
Oh, okay. The Roland TR-8S was the drums he was, yeah.
No, and he's using keyboards.
Keyboard, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, no, he's great. I love the tracks that you guys have been putting out. Can't wait to hear some of the new stuff that you. I know you guys are having the works. So, yeah. all right. Last but definitely not least.
Sarah Summers reclosing out with a golden, well, with a pink... fairy dust.
Yeah. All right. Here she is.
Godmother, my Barbie godmother.
Yeah.
I love her so much.
Yeah, I love her too. All the way from Berlin, folks. Like Sarah Summers, definitely go see her. She's playing all over Europe right now. Hopefully we'll get her out here in Cali and in the US.
She's brilliant.
She's Berlin based. But that's it. That's the close of the year. I'm super happy and proud that we have this going, and thank you so much for doing the show with me. I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm so honored to be a part of it. I can't wait for what we have next year. We mingled a lot during ADE, so we have some pretty exciting artists coming up.
Yeah.
Starting with a bang. I don't think we should announce it yet, shall we?
No. Keep it a secret. but it's dropping on January 1st, the beginning of the year, the Monday. So that's our first Monday of every month. So tune in again, right? And we'll see you.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, happy New Year.
Have the time of your freaking lives.
We'll
see you
holiday.
Next year.
Yeah, take
Be
care.
Be safe.
Transduction signal.